All right, update on the injury report. Brian Dawkins was limited today, neck. David Bruton, limited, Achilles. Willis McGahee, full, hamstring. Broderick Bunkley, full. Daniel Fells, full. Von Miller, full. Any questions?
Obviously, Willis going full today, but coming off injuries, he's had a couple games where he's, you know, after that initial injury, he kind of struggled through. You feel pretty confident on this
one? I think his stats speak for, you know, a very good season, and, you know, we're still two games left in it, and the big test this week, and he'll answer the bell.
How has he looked out there?
Very good.
Factoring the draft evaluation process, what'd you see? I know you liked Marcel Darius, obviously liked Vaughn Moore, but when you were looking at those players, what were some of the things that you were looking at that you either liked about Marcel and then ultimately?
Well, I think at the end of the day, he's a great player. If they'd have let us, I'd have taken both of them. But they didn't let us do that. So, he's playing good football for Buffalo. He's an excellent player, and, you know, we just had to make a choice.
Did you ask him if you could take two players with one pick?
They laughed.
What do you like about getting there early on these road trips, on these early games? You like just the extra focus time, the more adjustment time? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, the team as a whole is together more time. They're forced to be with each other when we're on the road. I think it's brought us closer together as a football team. I think the focus is more there. You don't have distractions this time of year. You know, a lot of people have family. Not that your family is a distraction, but, I think it, gets them away in a setting where they can focus on what they're doing. And I think it helps you adjust, maybe the change in time zones, kickoffs. It's just a different deal, kind of a day, an extra sleep, so to speak, to get you adjusted.
After the game, kind of talked about a lot of the miscommunications things that happened. Obviously, Dawkins wasn't there, but they said we shouldn't have missed him that much. With the short week, have they been able to watch more film, do more things to kind of correct some of those things? Or at this part of the season, it's basically...
Well, I think, again, giving your opponent credit all the time, the up-tempo and some of the things they've been doing for a long time, and we're just a few months into it. I think had a little bit to do with it. I think communication is key, and we had some young guys, and every time you go out there, you gain experience, and we're that much more experienced for it. And like all mistakes, you hopefully learn from them.
How much has that Buffalo changed since Fred Jackson got hurt?
Well, I think, as you get this point in the season, every football team in the National Football League's changed. And, it's a tough, combative game that, sometimes people get injured. So, anytime you miss a front-running guy, it hurts because that's why he was the front-running guy.
Spiller probably has some challenges to him too. I know.
Well, I mean, he was very highly touted. It was a very high pick. He's a very skilled player. Both when you hand it to him and throw it to him. So, it's not a big drop off.
Why don't they give up any sacks?
I think the ball comes out quick. A lot of their delivery. I think their quarterback's mobile. He does avoid the rush pretty well. But all in all, I think a lot of their passing game is, timing, and the timing's quick.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, gang. Thank you.